for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. Former President George H.W. Bush has died in Texas. He was 94. The 41st president had battled a series of illnesses in recent years, bronchitis, Parkinson's, pneumonia, and sepsis, with numerous hospitalizations. But the biggest blow came on April 17th, when he lost his wife Barbara after 73 years of marriage. As a young Navy pilot, Bush's plane was shot down and he had to bail out over the Pacific. As a far older man, he would jump from planes again to celebrate his 80th, 85th, and 90th birthdays. He was asked why he still skydives.
It feels good. There's an exhilaration. It sends a message all around the globe that just because you're an old guy, you don't have to sit around drooling in the corner. Get out and do something. Get out and enjoy life.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
The biggest news from the G20 summit in Argentina so far is the scratched meeting between President Trump and Russian President Putin. The president's most significant meeting now is the meeting planned with China's President Xi Jinping. China and the U.S. are embroiled in an escalating trade war, which is essentially a battle of tariffs. President Trump says he's open to a trade deal, but also says he's satisfied with the billions of dollars in tariffs aimed at fixing a trade imbalance between the two countries. An earthquake has rocked Anchorage, Alaska, and it was followed by a series of strong aftershocks. Brian Olin explains.
One or two shakes and they're done. Nothing like the, 30 to 45 seconds that the first one was.
Impressed with his own state's response to the 7.0 quake, Governor Bill Walker.
Building codes mean something. Inspectors mean something. And then the response that we've had, has it been a 7.2 earthquake? Our response was a 10.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A former mayor and current governor are launching an initiative to fight the nation's opioid abuse epidemic. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Announcing their initiative in the Friday edition of USA Today, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and current Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf say they're committing $50 million to help as many as 10 states hit hardest by the epidemic, including Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's drug overdose rate is nearly double the national average, with more than 5,400 deaths last year. The money from Bloomberg Philanthropies will help states focus on cutting down overprescribing opioids, improving access to treatment, and expanding the availability of life-saving drugs for people who do overdose. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Broadway star joins the Walk of Fame in Hollywood. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Writer, lyricist, and composer Lin-Manuel Miranda receives a star on the Walk of Fame. He's best known as co-creator and star of Hamilton and also stars in Disney's new Mary Poppins movie. During the ceremony, he noted that legacy is a recurring theme of his work.
What is a legacy? It's planting seeds in a garden you never get to see. Well, we get to see this star every day on the corner of Hollywood and Argyle. And one day they'll put flowers on this star. But not today.
The Broadway star has won 3 Tony Awards, 3 Grammys, an Emmy, and a Pulitzer. He also co-wrote songs for the soundtrack to the animated musical Moana. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.